Pakistan's parliament on Monday passed a resolution on setting up Taliban brand of Islamic courts in parts of insurgency tribal areas. The unbinding resolution requires President Asif Ali Zardari's signature to become a law. President Zardari has been delaying signing the legislation to implement the peace agreement with Taliban.
Many here point out that the reason President is reluctant to implement peace agreement with Taliban is growing pressure from Washington, which remains quite concerned over Taliban gaining more leverage in Pakistan's tribal areas. However, analysts say that President Zardari is likely to legislate on setting up Taliban brand of Islamic courts because of growing pressure from his political allies as well as opposition parties who consider peace agreement with Taliban as only option to bring an end to the violence in Swat Valley.
On late Monday night, he finally signed the legislation on peace deal. Despite signing the peace agreement, the ruling party has its own reservations.
On the sides of the militants, they had not fulfilled their certain responsibilities and certain promises. For instance, they have not closed down their training camps. For instance, they have not surrendered their arms and ammunitions. They have not stopped harassing and closing barber shops and the CD shops.
The Swat Valley has been the scene of bloody violence that killed thousands of innocent people and displaced another hundreds of thousands. The provincial government in northwestern Pakistan agreed in February to impose Islamic law in Swat Valley and surrounding areas in exchange for a ceasefire with the local Taliban.
This accord will hold because it is the demand of the people. People of Pakistan, whom the Western media had been saying that they are the Taliban who have taken over this part of Pakistan territory, which is not true. Their own people fighting for the right. They have been demanding for the last so many years imposition of Sharia law.
The peace is gradually returning to this part of tribal belt since the agreement with the militants. However, Western and Pakistani critics say the peace agreement amounts to surrender to extremists, and many doubt whether or not Taliban would lay down arms.